Welcome in. Today we're building a proper stepper mid-base in Ableton Lev 12 with that old-school jungle, raggedy NB warp, beginner-friendly, all stock devices, and the goal is simple, a bass that marches with confidence, locks to the drums, and has movement without drifting into modern Euro territory. By the end, you'll have a two-layer bass system, a clean sub that does the weight, and a mid-layer that does the attitude, and we'll write a reliable two-bar stepper pattern you can drop into loads of jungle and steppers tunes. Alright, open Ableton Live 12 and let's set the vibe. First, set your tempo anywhere from 165 to 172 BPM. I'll sit at 170. For key, pick something bass-friendly like F minor or G minor. I'll use F minor as the example. Now create three tracks, one MIDI track called Sub, one MIDI track called Mid-Bass, and if you want to audition it properly right away, add a drums track. You can use any kick and snare for now. Even a placeholder kit. The bass is going to make more sense the second you hear it against a kick and snare. Before we sound design anything, we write the stepper formula. This is the secret sauce. The rhythm is doing a lot of the work. Go to your mid-bass track and create a MIDI clip that's two bars long. Set your grid to 1/8 notes to start. Choose a root note. For the mid layer, F1 is a good starting point. The sub later might live around F0 to F1, but we'll keep that clean and separate. Here's the classic stepper skeleton. In bar 1, you're placing short notes on every beat. 1-1, 1-2, 1-3, 1-4. In Ableton terms, hits on 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, and 1.4. In bar 2, do the same on 2.1, 2.2, and 2.3. Then add a little pickup near the end. Put a quick 1/16th note at 2.3.3, or you can try 2.4.3 depending on how your drums feel. Keep all these notes short to start, about an 8th note long. We'll use note length as part of the groove in a minute. Play that back. Even with a boring sound, you should feel that marching, steppy roll. It's not fancy, it's just confident. And that's exactly why it works under two-step drums and chopped breaks. Now let's add a ragga push using velocity. Make the first hit of each bar the strongest. So the note at 1.1 and the note at 2.1. Push those up, around 110 velocity. Then let the other hit sit lower, maybe 85 to 100. If you want a tiny bit of human swagger, you can nudge one note a few milliseconds late, like the 1.3 hit. Tiny. Jungle is tight, but it's not robotic. Quick coach tip here. Don't only think velocity. Note length is huge in stepper. Try this. In bar 1, keep the notes shorter and tighter. In bar 2, let a couple notes be slightly longer, like you're leaning into the groove. Same pitch, same rhythm. But it suddenly feels played. Cool. Now we build the sub layer. This is the foundation. The sub's job is to be late stage boring, meaning stable, mono, consistent. Don't over design it. On the sub MIDI track, load operator. In operator, set oscillator to a sine wave. Set voices to 1 so it's mono. If you want that slippery old school feel, turn on glide and set the time around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Not mandatory, but it can add that smooth slide between notes. Now add EQ8 after operator. On the sub, we usually don't high pass. Leave the low end intact. Instead, do a gentle low pass or high cut around 120 to 150 Hz so the sub stays out of the mids. We want the mid layer to carry the character above that. Optionally, add glue compressor after EQ8 with a light touch. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack about 10 milliseconds. Release on auto and just aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is just leveling, not smashing. Now copy the same MIDI clip from mid-bass onto the sub-track. Play it with your drums. You should feel the weight immediately, even if the mid layer is muted. Now the fun part. The mid-bass warp. On the mid-bass track, we'll build a stock chain that's super classic for this vibe. Wave-eatable into auto-filter, then saturator, then chorus ensemble or flanger, optional amp for extra jungle grit, then a EQ8, and finally a compressor for sidechain. Load wave-eatable first. For a thick but not too modern starter patch, set USC 1 to saw. Set USC 2 to square, but keep it low in the mix, like 10 to 25%. Turn unison on, but keep it tame. Two voices, low amount. The key word here is mono-ish. Turn mono on. Add glide around 80 to 150 milliseconds if you like that slide. Inside wave-eatable, use a low-pass filter, LP24. Start the cutoff somewhere around 250 to 600 Hz, and add a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%. Already you should have a chunky mid that can growl when processed. Now add auto filter after wave-eatable. Set it to low-pass, LP24. Start the cutoff around 300 to 900 Hz. Resonance around 10 to 25%. Keep it controlled. We're not trying to make it whistle. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB. Now we create the warp movement. In auto filter, enable the LFO. Turn sync on, and set the rate to 1/8 for faster wobble, or 1/4 for a more breathing, steppy pulse. Start with 1/4, if you want it to feel like it's marching. Then try 1/8 when you want it to chatter. Turn the LFO amount up until you clearly hear the cutoff pumping, but not so far that the bass loses its body on the low mids. A good beginner range is roughly 15 to 30%, but trust your ears. You want movement that stays solid. Important mindset. Jungle warp tends to be rhythmic, not random. Keep it synced to the grid while you're learning. Now dirty it up. Add saturator after auto filter. Set the mode to analog clip or soft sign. Push the drive to around 4 to 10 dB, and pull the output down so you're not just getting louder. Turn on soft clip. This is where a lot of that old-school thickness and speaker bite comes from. Quick extra trick. If you want smoother pumping, try moving saturator before auto filter. If you want more obvious wah grit, keep saturator after the moving filter. That one swap can totally change the vibe. Next, add width without wrecking mono. Put chorus ensemble after saturator. Use classic mode. Keep the amount or depth low, like 10 to 20%. Set the rate slow, around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, or you can sync it to something like 1/8 triplet for a reggae-ish swirl. But go subtle. This is mid-bass, not a wide pad. Now do a quick mono check early, because it saves you headaches later. Drop a utility temporarily after the chorus, hit mono, and listen. If the sound collapses too much, reduce the chorus amount, or keep your width in higher frequencies rather than in the core body of the bass. Then turn utility back off, or remove it after you've checked. Now EQ the mid so it behaves. Add EQ 8. High pass the mid bass around 90 to 120 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. That creates a clean split. The sub owns the sub. The mid owns the mid. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If you need more bite on smaller speakers, a gentle boost somewhere around 900 Hz to 2K Hz can help, but don't overdo it. Now we sidechain the mid to the kick so the groove steps properly. Add compressor at the end of the mid bass chain. Turn sidechain on. Choose your kick as the input, or your full drum bus if that's easier. Set ratio around 4 to 1, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release 80 to 140 milliseconds depending on tempo. Aim for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to hear a huge pump. You're creating space so the kick hits clean and the bass feels like it's dancing around it. Extra coach note, lock the bass to the snare, not just the kick. In old jungle, the snare on 2 and 4 is often the king. If your snare is big, try shortening the bass notes right before the snare or lowering their velocity slightly. That drums lead, bass follows relationship is a big part of the style. Now let's make it feel like a tune with a simple arrangement. For bars 1 to 8, run drums plus sub only. Let the groove establish. This is also where you can tease little dub details, like a tiny delay throw on a snare hit or a vocal stab, but keep it minimal. For bars 9 to 16, bring in the warped mid bass. And here's the old school trick. Make variation by tone, not by rewriting the bass line every 2 seconds. Automate the auto filter cutoff on the mid. Start slightly more closed at bar 9, then gradually open it by bar 16. That lift can feel massive even though you didn't add any new elements. You can also add a classic tension move. Mute the mid bass for half a beat right before a vocal stab or a snare fill. That little pocket makes everything else feel louder, like the system just took a breath. Now a quick practice drill that will level you up fast. Duplicate your mid bass chain or duplicate the track, and make 3 versions of the movement. One version with the auto filter LFO at 1/4. One at 1/8. One at 1/8 triplet. Record 8 bars of each, and automate the cutoff slightly in each one. Then pick the version that sits best with your drums. The right choice depends on whether your drum pattern is more two-step, more steppers, or more chopped break heavy. If you want extra ragga flavor without going modern, try a simple call and response note change every 2 bars. Keep the root note most of the time, but near the end of bar 2, swap one hit to the 5th. In F, that's C. Or add a super quick minor 7th pickup, ebb, just as a little answer to the main pattern. One note, that's all you need. Before we wrap, here are the common beginner mistakes to avoid. If your mid-bass fights the sub, high pass the mid around 100 Hz and keep the sub clean and mono. If the filter resonance is squealing, back it down. Jungle warp is gritty, not whistly. If the movement feels out of time, Keep the LFO synced at 1/8 or 1/4 while you're learning. If you've widened the bass too much, reduce chorus, and do that mono check again. And if your bass line is too busy, simplify. Stepper is repetition plus small variations. Let the drums and samples bring complexity. Final pro habit. Once it feels good, commit. Freeze and flatten the mid bass or resample it to audio. Jungle has that sampler mindset, where committing to audio and chopping or reprocessing is part of the character. You'll make faster decisions, and it'll start sounding like a record. Recap. You wrote a dependable two-bar stepper MIDI formula, built a clean sub, built a warped mid using synced filter LFO movement plus saturation, controlled it with EQ and sidechain, and arranged it with tone automation like Riedel old school. If you tell me your tempo, key, and whether your drums are two-step, chopped amen, or a stepper's kick pattern, I can suggest one specific two-bar variation that will fit your exact pocket.